Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Friday, October 20th, 2017. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Tim Grunhard will be in studio with us beginning at 7 o'clock today, and we've got him for 2 hours. We thought it would be a good idea to have Timmy in studio for 2 hours, and thank goodness, because I need all the help I can get to get through this damn show after watching that game last night. Thank you to the fine folks that stopped by the Sand Trap just outside of Martin City. That was the, you know what, guys? You both would like that place. It was a very fun place to go with our good friend John Poteet raising money for youth baseball. And they had some good food. Maybe experienced a taco pizza last night.
But I was told they have fantastic fried chicken on Tuesdays.
You know what? They had a good menu, and I would like to find that out firsthand about that fried chicken. But they had some really nice people that listened to the show, and they were still nice to me. Even after they've listened to the show.
It's always a shock.
Right? And so, shout out to the fine folks at the Sand Trap Bar and Grill in South Kansas City, just before you get to Martin City. So, that was fun. Then the game. Look, in general, if you're a football fan, if you're an NFL fan with no dog in the fight, that was a wildly entertaining game last night. A little bit of everything. Everything happened. It had an unbelievable finish. Unbelievable finishes. Thought the game was over 3 or 4 different times before it was actually over. And I don't know what the hell I was doing. I thought the Raiders missed the extra point. I jumped up in the air. And I'm screaming, he missed it, he missed it. I don't know if I was just seeing what I wanted to see. I never saw it. And you know what? I'm sorry. Show a freaking replay of the point after. And maybe if I would have seen a replay, I would have been like, what happened? Did he almost miss that? Did that look close enough for a replay?
You're not alone. I was with somebody who's like, oh my God, they missed it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the chair. And Phil,
yeah,
and then my wife, and both me and my wife, I go, he missed it, and Phil goes, no, he made it, and he storms upstairs, which was awesome.
Sounded like
I
me.
I said, come back down here. I said, come back down here. Come back down here.
No, Dad.
He goes, what? I said, come back down here right now. And he comes stomping back down the stairs as he. Give Daddy a hug and kiss before you go to bed. Stupid game.
Daddy needed it.
Right. No, trust me, I needed it. I needed it more than he did. So come give your daddy a hug. Oh, stupid. He's muttering under his breath. Yeah, that's my boy. I go upstairs and lay in bed and think about this rest of the night like I am. I thought he missed the extra point. Like, man, I was such an emotional wreck by the time that game was over. You know, after they on the penalty they called against the Chiefs, the penalty, but where it looked like they had won the game, you didn't see the flag right away. I jump up, I'm going crazy. Oh, flag! I mean, I can't believe Cook caught that ball at the 1 yard line or the half yard line with Chiefs draped all over him. You know, Crabtree pushed off, so I thought they lost there. And then Chiefs hit another life. Then I thought the Chiefs won. And then I mean, that last play was a hell of a throw from Carr and a terrific catch by Crabtree. I mean, you got to give it to him. That was a great catch. I'll tell you, there's a lot of different things we could pick apart, and we will. And I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad we have Grunhardt for 2 hours to try to break down the X's and O's and what happened last night. And I've seen Nate get into it with some people on Twitter about the officiating. What's your motto, officiating, blaming the officials for losers?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a loser. Because let me tell you something. And I'm not, you know what? But I'm not blaming the Chiefs loss for it, because I'm telling you this both ways. It would take me a long time for me to recall an NFL game that was that had worse officiating both ways. More inconsistent calls, just flat out bad calls, ridiculous calls.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Raider fan, you should say that too. This is not why the officiating cost the Chiefs the game. That was poor officiating last night.
Mm-hmm.
There were bad calls all over the field. We always kid around like, I don't know what a catch is. I don't know what anything is really anymore. I don't know what a penalty is. I don't know what illegal contact is. I stopped keeping track of bad calls that impacted the game. The Chiefs were robbed of a turnover,
mm-hmm,
because of a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing, okay, so Tony Romo was impartial. How many times did he just flat out, and that's another reason I like Romo, because I think a lot of times color commentators kind of toe the line, you can see it go out of the way on that call. That's a bad call. Like, we see that all the time. That's a terrible call. I'm like, yeah, that's right. That is a terrible call. And so this is not me saying, damn it, the Chiefs should have won that game and the officiating cost them the game. I'm telling you that I watch more football than I should, even with the job that I have. I watch games that I don't need to watch, that I'm not going to talk about on the air. And I'll be honest with you, I'll tell my wife, I got to watch this for my show. She's like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, I'm not ever going to talk about this game on my show. I just want to watch it. Under the guise of work. And I don't remember watching a game feeling like I saw worse officiating than I saw last night. It was just terrible. And I think if you're just an NFL fan, if you're a Chiefs fan, if you're an Oakland fan, I think that's the one thing we can all agree on. There were so many calls both ways that were just bizarre, that were wrong, that were inconsistent. Do either of you guys disagree with that?
No, I thought there were a lot of bad calls in the game, for sure.
Like bad calls that made big impact.
Mm-hmm.
Like it made a big impact on the game.
I will say that as much of a circus as the final 30 seconds or whatever were, I think they pretty much got everything right on those last four plays or five plays, with the benefit of replay, because obviously they called a touchdown for Cook when he was down. But no, I agree with you. I mean, the penalty against Eric Murray on the turnover that should have been for the Chiefs was a phantom call. It was a bogus call. There was multiple. Yeah, there was some poor officiating.
That first touchdown, I mean, Cooper's hand was underneath him. I mean, how do you not? I don't know. I mean,
you're talking
off
about the one that Mitchell.
The very first touchdown, the flea flicker.
Yeah, my old man was screaming for offensive pass interference on that. I don't know. It looked,
I mean, there
to me
wasn't
like
a lot there, but there was enough that he had his hand underneath his arm.
It just looked to me like Mitchell and him got their feet tangled up, and I don't know how you call that on somebody.
Well, I mean,
that's why he fell down.
Before the ball got there, I mean, his hand was underneath his arm.
I think this is what makes officiating so difficult, though, because you and I could see something the same and disagree on what the call is. Romo thought that it was a bad offensive pass interference call on Crabtree. And I totally disagree with him. I thought that was absolute pass interference. He came up, pushed off Peters, and turned around and caught the pass. But Romo thought that was a bad call. So some of it's tough because it's subjective. It's in the eye of the beholder.
He thought it was bad because he said it was inconsistent, because we'd seen that a lot that night. And it's fine. I thought it was, but I agree with him, the inconsistency. And so then you don't know what is pass interference and what, and when you don't know, when players don't know and coaches don't know and fans can't figure it out, and then you watch something and they call it one way, and they, I mean, it's just, it was bizarre. That was a bad night for the officials last night. That was a bad night. And they impacted the game when they shouldn't have. And so that goes both ways. I could think of a few calls, a few, and tweet at me at SSJWHB. Not that I want to go down the whole list of bad calls, but I just felt like that was poor officiating last night. But bottom line is this. The Chiefs had no pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
They have no pass rush. We could break this down and say this or that or anything else. The Chiefs had no pass rush. The Chiefs have no pass rush. None. Now, I don't care who you blame it on. You blame it on Sutton. You blame it on Justin Houston. You can blame it on D Ford. You can blame it on anybody that you want to. But they have to get that fixed because they had zero pass rush last night. None. It was embarrassing. I mean, I don't know how many times in that final drive alone I'm sitting there, and I feel so bad for my son after, you know, he's the only one now anymore. Like Richie's, I feel like he's graduated from this. He's the only one that'll sit there and listen to me rant and rave. Phil will for the entire game, and not just totally be disgusted by it. He'll still accept it because he gets like me. And I don't know how many times during that last drive, please, one time get to the quarterback, one time hit the quarterback, anyone, any pressure on the quarterback, and they couldn't do it. 85 yards driving right down the field, and they just, I mean, they could not manufacture any pressure on Carr. And all those chances they had in the end zone, all those chances to win it, right? They kept playing. Oh, what was the one thing that was in common with all those plays? No pass rush. No pressure, nothing. And guess what? Most quarterbacks, especially quarterbacks that are as good as Carr, and I hope this, you know, I know we've seen Carr have bad games against the Chiefs. I hope we can put that aside now. Okay? Maybe now people, I mean, that gets irritating to hear people say that Carr's not good or overrated or whatever else, because he ripped the Chiefs apart last night. What do you expect if you can't put no pressure on the guy? Just nothing. Did the secondary have a great game? No. But they're not going to be able to cover Cooper and Crabtree and Cook and all those guys if they have to do it all day long. There was no pressure on the quarterback. That was the most frustrating thing about it. I mean, come on. He had 52 pass attempts, guys. 52 pass attempts and zero sacks.
He wasn't even hit.
That's embarrassing.
He's listed as zero quarterback hits.
52 pass attempts, zero quarterback hits, zero sacks. That's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is very hard to do. And this wasn't Tom Brady getting the snap and delivering the football immediately. This was at times Carr standing around, shuffling his feet, surveying the field, looking around. Where's the pass rush? Where the hell's the pass rush?
It's a problem. It's a serious problem.
And there were times when, like, Justin Houston was getting close. That doesn't help. But, like, where was he on that final drive?
I don't know. I mean,
I saw D Ford a couple of times get close on the last drive, but where in the hell was Justin Houston on that final drive? There was a couple of different times on that drive where a sack could have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, I don't know, pressure on the quarterback could have altered the game. Right?
Yep.
That was it. I think I said that four or five times. Phil, if they can get a sack here, this game's over. This game's over. Never happened. Not once. Not freaking once in 52 dropbacks.
And that's how they always beat Derek Carr. That's why he looked so bad against them in the past. They would hit him. They hit him early and often, and he's not a good quarterback when he gets hit a lot. He's a tremendous quarterback when he doesn't get hit.
And look, there's a lot of little things we can, and we will. There's a lot of plays we could point to offensively and defensively, more defensively, of course, where we can say, look, that could have made the difference. That could have been the game right there. But overall, no pass rush. I mean, zero pass rush. You can't, I mean, you can't do it. Can't do it. I mean, does it, when you hear those numbers, Jake, does that not make your stomach turn? 52 pass attempts, no sacks, no quarterback hit.
Can't do it.
Nah, I mean, I'm shocked that we didn't see more stats on that. Quarterback pressure, sacks, hurries, knockdowns. I would have been hammering that all game.
Easy.
Easy. I'm just saying.
If I was hammering anything in the game.
Stats. I mean, that's.
And look, they had one that was wiped out by the bad penalty that we talked about. I felt that D Ford was absolutely mugged and held on the long pass to Cook on the last drive. But again,
no, I yelled holding. I screamed.
Oh
holding.
Yeah, but you had 52 other chances to get a hit on a quarterback.
There you go.
I mean, you know, that's why I say blaming the refs is for losers, because you had your chances. You know, despite the bad officiating, you had 52 chances to try to get to the quarterback, and you couldn't do it one time. You don't get to blame anybody else. You know, that's on you.
And you know that, hey, we all have the players that we like. And I feel like sometimes on the show we like players that other people don't. I don't know. Just to be jerks. Maybe not. I don't know why we do it. Point is, you guys, I mean, I'm a Kelce guy. And so let me be the first to stand up on this show and say, I'm not going to stand up, I'll sit down, and say that one of those big plays, and when he looks back and sees it on film, he's going to kick himself, was the Chiefs with the ball, second and nine at the 50. They're moving the football. There's about 6.5 minutes left. Alex Smith hits Kelce open over the middle for about 5 yards. And if he just turns around and goes straight up field, I think he gets the first down. And at the very least, he picks up another 2 or 3 yards, and you've set yourself up with a third and one. He didn't. He goes left, and instead of picking up the sure yardage right in front of him, he's trying to get a big play out of it and actually loses a yard after catch. That set up the next play, which was third and four and an incomplete pass. And then the Chiefs had to punt. And I feel like if they get that first down there, if Kelce gets that first down, there's a very high probability in my mind that the Chiefs end up at least kicking a field goal and maybe putting the game away. And so that was a little play that I was very disappointed in Travis Kelce not turning up field and getting the sure yardage that was right in front of him. And instead trying, and he's trying to make a play. Mm-hmm. He's trying to make a big play. But sometimes you just need to take what is there in that situation, because I mean, there's a good shot. Do you think he gets the first down? You guys remember the play I'm talking about?
Yeah, Romo mentioned it. If he just fell forward, right, he would have gotten more. You know, it'd have been in third and short.
Maybe he doesn't get the first down,
right?
But it's third and one, I think, at the least.
Yeah, Romo pointed that out. Yeah, he absolutely did.
So
No, exactly, because he tried to cut it to his left.
Well, he went left and tried to beat the guy and get around him.
Right. And if you would just, you know, Romo said, if you just fall down there,
Turn around. But then that's why I think. He turns around, he gets a couple of steps and starts to, and you'll get a little bit of steam behind him, and I think he gets that first down. I think momentum gets him the first down, I think. But like I said, at the very least, it's third and one. And then, you know,
A lot of unpacking to do.
Well, I look, the Chiefs are a good football team. They got problems with their pass rush. They got some things to work out on defense. I'm gonna remind everybody that they just went to California on 3 days rest. We talked a lot about it going into the game, how difficult that is, especially on offensive and defensive linemen. You know, and I'm not trying to make excuses for them. I'm just trying to say, man, people are freaking out. And I understand it sucks losing two games in a row, but we said it before the game too. Chiefs could lose this game and still be in the driver's seat to win this division.
They're going to win the division, but this is about more than winning the division, and then checking out of the playoffs after one game.
That's
where this is headed. These last 2 weeks, that's where this is headed. Because if you don't think there's a problem with the defense after what Le'Veon Bell did to the defense last week, and after you just give up over 200 yards receiving to Amari Cooper when he hasn't caught a cold this year, if you don't think the defense has problems, then you don't. You just don't want to believe the truth.
No, they gave up 500 yards of offense yesterday. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'm not trying to excuse that away. And you're right. I mean, the definite takeaway I got from people on Twitter is some people are freaking out and saying this team's terrible. This team's not terrible. Wow. But I think the majority of people are saying, we've seen this show before. You know, we've seen this team be good but not good enough to get anywhere in the postseason. And that's the fear when you see them lose a game like last night.
All right. The Chiefs are still going to win the AFC West. Like I told you yesterday, even if they lose this game, they're still going to win the AFC West. But we want more than that this year. We should want more than that this year. That's the question. Can they accomplish more than that and actually advance in the playoffs? That's how we're judging this team. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Also, and it's, you know, it's weird. Maybe it's just something that I have to adjust in my thinking, because it's just it's what Andy Reid does. And look, the offense for the majority of the evening was not the problem. They put up over 400 yards, scored 30 points. But it's like, there have been a few games where I just, at the end of the game, like, my immediate reaction is, before looking at the box score and before thinking about the game too much, I feel like, well, they didn't give Kareem Hunt the ball enough. I mean, I mean, Alex Smith was hot, you know. It's hard to complain about what they did. And offensively, they were able to move the football until they needed to. And that last drive was just a disaster. Then on third down, of course, the protection breaks down and Chiefs take the sack. And you almost felt like, oh boy, here we go. That's it. They scored 30 points. They had 425 yards. But man, with the ball in their hands twice in the fourth quarter with a chance to put the final nail in the coffin, they couldn't get it done. They couldn't close the show. They left the door open. And, man, that just reminded me of that stupid freaking Thursday night game in Oakland a couple of years ago that we talked about, when Carr drove the length of the field because the Chiefs had left the door open and scored a touchdown. And it was also interesting, too, because Tony Romo brought this up. And again, my obsession with Tony Romo as a color analyst continues. I thought he was terrific last night, is when he brought up, because he called the game between the Chiefs and the Steelers. And remember when the Steelers were down 9 in the fourth quarter and they decided to kick the field goal? And he said, well, last week, a little bit of a different situation, but last week the Chiefs, remember, they were down 9 and they decided to go for a touchdown, to go for it and not kick the field goal. And they still had a chance to win in the end, but that was the decision and they lost. Let's see how this affects the Raiders. Now, the Raiders, clearly, if they don't kick that field goal, maybe they don't have a chance to win in the end. So it worked out for them. But here's the thing. Even though Reed decided to go for it and Del Rio decided to kick the field goal, both teams ended up with the ball in their hands with a couple of minutes left, down six. So all the hand-wringing and everything else, what should you do? Should you go for it or should you kick the field goal? Well, Reed went for it, didn't make it, and they still had the ball left with time on the clock, down six. Del Rio used the conservative approach, kicked the field goal, and still had the ball in his hands, a couple minutes left, down six. And so they both ended up in the same spot, and that will haunt the Chiefs for the entire next 10 days. They were in position on both sides of the ball in these two losses to win the game in the final 2 minutes. The offense failed against the Steelers, and then the defense failed against the Raiders. They had a chance to score a touchdown in the two-minute drill against the Steelers, and they failed at Arrowhead. Then they a role reversal. Then they're the defense on the road, and they have a chance to stop a team in the two-minute drill up by six, and they failed. And so if I'm Bob Sutton, especially, and Andy Reid, I'm trying to figure out how I can change those outcomes and what can I do better with 2 minutes left on the clock offensively and defensively, because that's what these last two games have come down to, and that's very disappointing, because when you play good teams, that's going to happen a lot, and guess what? It's probably going to happen in the playoffs. And your offense, your defense is probably going to have to win you a game in the final 2 minutes. And against, I'll call the Raiders playoff caliber team, because that's what I thought they were going into the season. In two huge games, the final 2 minutes killed the Chiefs. And that's very disappointing. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the show. Nate got so mad he walked out. So no more Nate Buchady today. He's pissed.
Bye,
thanks,
Nate.
For watching us on 38 The Spot. I need to be cheered up. Come and see me. The Haunted House is tonight. Will you? I'm going to be at Macabre Cinema.
Ooh.
Tonight from 7 until 10 o'clock. Hey, look. The Beast is great. The Edge of Hell is... Oh, look, you decided to come back. Nate's not mad now. Back for the show.
Welcome back.
Edge of Hell is great. My personal favorite is Macabre Cinema because I like the scary movies, and they've got all your favorite characters. Remember your friend Chucky?
Yep.
He's there. He's running around. He's running around Macabre Cinema.
Is he running around?
Yeah. Actually, right. He is. Yes.
Okay.
He is running around in there.
Hope he doesn't get too tired.
Well, you know that. Hey, it's a job, man.
Running around terrorizing people.
That's exactly what he does.
That's a high-energy job.
He's a high-energy doll.
You just keep Chuckles the Clown away from me.
Well, if I could do that. But Freddy Krueger is there. That's pretty good. Because you go into like a boiler room scene, and all of a sudden you hear the finger knives maybe up against the pipe. Mm-hmm. Like, oh boy, what's going on here? You know?
It's pretty scary.
Right. And then Cody Tapp with his haunted microphone.
Now that's scary. I'm going to ask you some questions.
What's his face he's making, by the way?
He's thinking.
You don't know all the characters down there. I'm just trying to tell you.
He's thinking, man.
You don't know nothing about it.
You know, the shame of this game in some ways is that there's so many great plays the Chiefs made that just will go for naught now. Just watching back some of them. That blitz pickup by Kareem Hunt.
Fantastic.
Touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. Oh, what a play.
The Albert Wilson touchdown, the concentration to be able to snag that football after it was deflected. There were Carr had three or four, and Alex Smith had a couple of balls that should have been interceptions, and like you're reminded why those guys play defense. Like, oh,
right.
Look, nobody can catch. Hey, all right.
Yeah, and why the Raiders haven't had a pick all year.
Right. But let's hear from Big Red Andy Reid. Can we do that?
Doggone it, man.
Right.
Now look.
Maybe Andy Reid can come down to the Macabre Cinema tonight. And, okay, coach, I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Here's your defense. Oh, we don't stop anybody.
Here's your invisible pass rush.
I don't have any pass rush. You have Carr. 8 seconds in the pocket. Bob Sutton will not adjust.
Justin Houston dropping in coverage again.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like, come down to Macabre Cinema, and like on a loop, they'll have Justin Houston dropping into coverage on third down. You have a great pass rusher, but we want him to cover a receiver. Ooh! See, this is what happens when I get 2.5 hours of sleep in Kansas City. Would that scare you, though, Jake? If you, like, it was like Clockwork Orange and everywhere, all you see on the big screens is Justin Houston in coverage.
You mean
like,
they just covering, pry your eyes open?
Right, right. And you just, everywhere you look, different clips of Justin Houston in coverage. Ah! Oh, they're covering the tight end. Stop it, though. I mean, yeah. Not that he's bad in coverage, but he's really good, apparently, from what I've been told, at rushing the quarterback.
He's all right.
And I feel like that might have been a weakness for the Chiefs last night, considering Carr had 52 pass attempts, and according to the box score, 0 sacks and 0 quarterback hits.
That's just your
opinion. So, methinks whatever the game plan was to get to the quarterback didn't work last night.
Just your opinion.
Why did I say methinks?
It's because you've been hanging around Connell too much.
Whatever.
Is that an Irish thing? Andy Reid's going to say, doggone it, guys, look, we didn't get it done. That's the bottom line. It's my responsibility to make sure that we close that game out.
Let's hear it. Here's Andy Reid with his opening comments after the game.
Tough game. Tough way to end it. You know, we got to do better. Starting with me, just getting the guys. You know, we've got to finish that last part of the game, and you know, sustain that last drive offensively and shut them down a little bit better. Offensively and shut them down a little better defensively. So we've all got a piece of this thing. It's a, I guess a rival here, obviously, so it's even a little tougher. But our guys will bounce back. They'll get a little rest here and come back strong for the next one.
And let's hear Andy Reid when asked to comment about the officiating.
Yeah, so I'm not going to comment on that. I mean, they're trying to do their best job, and whether I agree with it or not, it doesn't really matter. You know, the call stood, and that's what it was, so...
I'll say it, Coach. Horrible officiating both ways. All the way around. It appeared that the officials may have been drunk. I don't know that, though. I'm just guessing. I don't think that they should do shots of 360 vodka at halftime. Or maybe they should. I don't know. Whatever they did at halftime, do the opposite. How about that? Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So come out and see us starting at 11 o'clock down at P&L on the KC Live stage. Your MCs will be me and Jake. Phil St. John was very excited about
it. Really just be you. I'll just be standing there
you're
looking
up
pretty.
He was very excited about those turn of events because here's our crew that at least I know that they're going to be there on Sunday on stage. Me, Jakey.
Yee.
Phil and Richie St. John have been put to work.
You might put Dusty Gutierrez to work, too.
Connell, the Irish intern.
Yep.
And a very angry, mean mug, Michael DiMaggio from the Northland, our intern.
He won't take any crap.
Right.
Mike D.
And so that's our crew. So we go six strong right there. After that, who knows?
I'll be rolling with the older brother. Dusty's rolling with us.
Nice.
Rolling with us. Come on.
That's how he rolls, man.
Did you ever call Evo back, by the way?
I did.
Okay.
I will text with him.
How about this? Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
I was napping.
Let me tell you what level he's at right now. Let me tell you what level he's at.
Who,
there's
me?
Only one other person.
Jake or Lebo?
Jake.
Okay.
There's only one other person that I've had this experience with, right? Lebo texts me when I'm getting ready to go to my remote in Martin City at the Sand Trap. And, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Jake. Have you talked to him lately or whatever? I said, well, I'm getting ready. I'll try to call him on my way out to my remote. And so I call him. Ring, ring, ring. No surprise, because his answering the phone percentage is about, with me, I'd say around 20%. 1 out of 5
that's
is about
good.
Right. Not bad. Not great.
No.
It could get better.
Compared to most people, I think that's pretty good for Jake.
It goes to voicemail.
Yes.
This voicemail box is full.
Oh,
so many voicemails. You can't even delete a couple where you could take another one?
Nope.
That's the level we're at here?
Yep. I don't need to hear anymore.
That sweet sound of this voice mailbox is full is reserved for Mr. Chad Boger. I haven't left Chad a voicemail in about 14 years, okay? Because I can't. Because he gets more calls than anyone, and I get that. That's the president of the company.
He's got a lot of responsibility.
He's got lots of phone calls to take care of, lots of messages. Jake, our producer, all right? One of the main things, goals in his job is communication, open lines of communication. Oh, no, there's no open line there. I was going to leave a mess. Hey, man, Lebo said, get a hold of you, give me a call back whenever. This voice mailbox is full. Whoa!
That's right.
Well, that's a lot of messages.
I'm in high demand, brother.
Couple things. Do you really think that his main goal is communication?
That's what the job description is.
I was going to say, but do you think that's Jake's main goal?
As a producer.
Because I'm sorry, if you're trying to call Jake and leave a message,
ain't happening.
No doubt.
I will say this. It happened to me the other day because I didn't realize I was deleting all my messages.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go in and then clear them out of your trash can.
The deleted,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to delete the deleted messages.
Yeah. Trust me, I know that.
See, Jake?
Well, see, what I want...
that's not your problem.
No, it's
what
not
I
my
want
problem.
Is I want my voicemail box to be full.
Oh, I'm sorry, can't...
I do not... I don't like to speak to people. I just like text messaging. You know why? Because it's 2017. And there's one person that forces me to talk that doesn't want to text. It's my dad. Call me. Call me now. I said, can't you text me? Call me. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dad, what's going on? Oh, what are you doing? Well, I thought, nothing. I'll talk to you later. I think to make it happen.
Yeah.
So we'll be up there at 11.
It's going to be a big day on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Tim Grenhardt's going to be in studio coming up at 7 o'clock for 2 hours. We've got plenty of post-game. We'll hear more from Andy Reid. And again, tonight I will be at Macabre Cinema down in the West Bottoms right off the 12th Street Bridge from 7 until 10 o'clock. So let's try to forget the Chiefs game and scare the hell out of each other tonight at the Macabre Cinema. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Now, keep going.
By the way, Tim Grenhardt, never, ever walk into the middle of a story that I'm telling and make any judgments. Okay?
I'm not even going to
You need background before I got to that,
you,
okay?
You heard the offering
no
made,
judgments.
Though.
I heard a lot of swear words.
No judgments.
Don't judge me. No judge.
Does that offer still stand? Or?
Listen to me.
I'm in.
Are you going to help me? Because I'll help you.
I'm going to help you. You helped me last week. I'll help you this week.
And I'm going to help you because it was a tough night for you. Cubs eliminated, Chiefs lost. I'm going to help you. You're going to help me.
I'm going to help you.
Hold my hand.
Thank you.
Look at this. We're holding hands.
A little shake. We're holding hands.
I'm going to hold it.
Get it on film. Get it on film.
Together.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Right. Thank you.